Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to just take the subscribe to my newsletter and take the poll question right there on the homepage. Check out our new video. Lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Grace Marie Turner has provided for us over the last 14-plus years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, that's Galen, GALEN.org, right?
Yes, please visit us. We've got lots of information. People can subscribe to our publication so they can stay current on what's happening on health reform.
And folks, if like me, you believe that Obamacare is wrong for America, and it's not just Obamacare. I was against universal health care that Senator Kennedy was proposing before this. I've been for free market health care solutions from day one, and it's the oldest public policy topic I've talked about on this show. And Grace Marie's been right here with me the whole time. So if you agree with me on that, please go there and check out their website, galen.org, and support the work that they're doing. Grace Marie, the individual mandate, is you and I believe, it's unconstitutional because it violates the Commerce Clause. But there's also another mandate called the employer mandate. What's the difference?
And that's really important. In fact, there are a number of mandates in here. The mandates, of course, on the states that they have to expand their Medicaid population. The mandates on individuals that every person, unless they're exempt, is required under penalty of federal law to have health insurance defined by the federal government. That's the centerpiece of the court challenge under the Commerce Clause.
Right.
But there also is a mandate on employers, that every employer that has more than 49 employees, full-time equivalent employees, is required to provide, again, government-approved health insurance. And this is going to be much more generous and likely expensive than the coverage that employers are providing today, because they're trying to balance between the employee salary, their investments in growth, and being able to continue to maintain their businesses. They can't spend all of their money on health insurance.
So,
well,
but if they strike down the commerce, the individual mandate, if the Supreme Court strikes down the individual mandate and the law stays in force, doesn't affect the employer mandate at all?
Employer mandate is still in place, and that's why people.
Why
need
is
to
that?
Know
why would why would that?
Law.
So a lot of people are going to be thinking, well, if they can't make an individual buy a policy, buy a product, why can they make a company buy a product?
Well, that's the law, because they're saying, we can force employers, if you have more than 49 employees, we can force you to provide.
There's
health
a precedent. There's a precedent for that, isn't there? There are precedents for making companies do things like that. Not
individuals. Well, only Hawaii and Massachusetts have an employer mandate.
Mm-hmm.
States can do this, and really, they're probably the federal government can do it too. But most states self-insure; they're exempt through ERISA. But this mandate for employers to provide coverage would still stand if all the court does is strike the individual mandate and also the Medicaid expansion. So the two key provisions before the Supreme Court, we could win on those. And small business owners would be standing there saying, oh, great, well, we're okay. And then they're going to say, no, we're not, because the employer mandate
is still,
still subject to $2,000 fine, $3,000 fine, good deal.
And folks, right now, that mandate is only for employers that have 50 or more employees. But that's a problem in two ways. Number one, if they can say 50 today, they can say 25 tomorrow.
And number two, there's
no question in my mind, Grace Marie, that there are small businesses making decisions about growth right now that limit their employees to under 50 because of this law. I believe it completely.
No question. And the worst thing is that many employers are thinking, I'm going to have to put all my employees on part-time because, oddly, if employees are part-time, they're not subject to the $2,000 per person per year fine.
Right. Grace Marie, there are plenty, before we wrap up, there are plenty of free market solutions that are available to completely, or not, maybe not completely, but to significantly fix our healthcare situation in America, aren't there?
Absolutely. And with there's a step-by-step approach to reform. Nobody, I don't care who writes a 2,800-page law, nobody's going to be able to figure out how to design this from Washington.
Right.
It's got to come from competition and freedom and choice
and customers.
Purchasing of health insurance.
Healthcare customers. We've all got to become healthcare customers, folks, not just patients. Galen.org is the website. Grace Marie Turner is the president. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next
time. Thanks, Jim. Pleasure.
See you next time. Quick break. I got to go. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.